afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Friday, TGIF, October 14th, 2022. And howdy do, Butch.
Hi,
Butch.
Howdy do, Miss Melody. How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm picking up that accent that I keep hearing every several times a week, you know?
Well, you keep it up, but we'll learn you how to talk.
You're going to learn me how to talk there
learn
now?
Learn how to talk.
I am. Sound like the Beverly Hillbillies now.
It's a beautiful day down here in the hills. The leaves are absolutely gorgeous. I took a picture of my daughter-in-law out in Colorado. They have aspen out there and pine. That's about it. But she can't get over the collars back here. She's never seen the fall here.
I've been sending pictures to her.
But anyway, it's been a gorgeous day. And if anybody cares, I went to the gym today, saw the trainer, worked out, feel good. So, hey, not bad for an old feller.
All right. Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
Well, probably not. I don't want people to turn the radio off right now. So you go ahead and do what you got to do.
Yeah, silly me for asking, right?
Yeah, exactly.
One of these days I'm going to ask that question and I'm going to... Anyway, oh, I trust you. You know, what can you do wrong? Nothing.
Oh, right? Okay. I want you to tell Marcia that.
Well, you know, gold today, it did something wrong, but not bad. It's great buyers. It's really picking up. Some of these big buyers are coming into the market today, down $23 at $1,644. Silver was down almost 3.5% at 18.33. Platinum was up a dollar at 909. Palladium took a slacking, down almost 6%, $116 at 2,073. The USDX today, I'm sure, was stronger, and it is 0.79 at 113.24. Crude oil got whacked 3.29 at 85.82. Paper markets today, the Dow closes down nearly 400 points. A wild, wild week of paper market trading, 29,639. The S&P was down 2.35% at 3,583. The NASDAQ was down 3% at 10,321. So let's see. What is next? Asian markets were all positive. Europe was all positive. 10-year yield over 4%, 4.018. That's a biggie. And again, it was negative across all the oils. Natural gas was down almost 4% also, 6.474. So a crazy day in the markets for sure. And, you know, it's a lot of the same, and yet that same is getting more and more dangerous. Even my Jamie Dimon, you know, he's, you know, pathetic, you know. His bank has been charged with how many felonies, and all they do is pay a few fines, and nobody goes to jail. So he is part of the in crowd, I should say. And but he says expect other surprises from choppy markets after the UK pensions nearly imploded. So again, there's a lot of things that will be contagious coming to this country. It just depends on the contagion from us to them and them to us. It just depends on who it happens to first. And so it's a wild and crazy day. And, you know, I expect to see more and more and more. It's just wait until after the elections, and then I think it's all going to hit hard.
Yeah, I think that the Democrats are trying to hold it up as best they can right now. Maybe even, God forbid I'm saying this, hope it's wrong. I mean, hope that it doesn't happen, should say. Maybe they won't even hold off the war until after the election, you reckon?
You think?
Well, we can only hope. But yeah, it's really insane. But there are a couple good things happening, I guess. And believe it or not, both of them happened here in West Virginia. I shared this the other day. You may saw this, where Representative Mooney introduced a bill to put us back on the gold standard. I know it won't go anywhere, but you probably saw that already.
Yeah.
You know, and it's wishful thinking. It's like auditing the Fed. That's wishful thinking. But also here in West Virginia, a federal judge just ruled that guns without serial numbers are okay. The ban on guns without serial numbers is unconstitutional. That happened here in West Virginia also. So I say we got a couple of things right here in this state, perhaps. And the lawyer took this to court said that the decision was thoughtful, measured, and accurate. So I just thought I'd share it with you. That's a good thing. Maybe it would push them back some on this gun control idiocracy, whatever you want to call that. So just thought I'd share that.
Very good.
If you have any comments, you feel free to chime right in and see inside your program.
I certainly will.
Okay. And this next one, I got to share. It isn't funny. It's actually sad. You probably saw this. Texas roofer arrested in Florida for helping hurricane victims. Did you see that?
I did not.
Unbelievable. After Hurricane Ian pulverized parts of Florida earlier this month, roofer Terrence Duke, D-U-Q-U-E, sprung into action. Duke has run a successful Texas-based commercial and residential roofing business since 2008. He's got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and has been named a preferred contractor by national roofing supply company Owens Corning. And in the wake of Ian, there's an obvious need for roofers and other contractors in Florida, as cleaning up and repairing the storm's damage will take months, if not years. Duke thought he could help by offering his services to homeowners with damaged roofs in Charlotte County, near where the brunt of the storm hit. The county response was, get him. Duke was arrested for conducting business in Charlotte County without a Florida license, the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office announced on Friday. If charged as a felony, that's an offense that could carry up to 5 years in prison under Florida law. Although it's possible that Duke could be charged with only a misdemeanor offense that carries a mere 1 year of jail time. Listen, did you hear that? A minimum of 1 year.
Wow.
Either way, it's obviously an outrageous response. According to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, Duke got busted for his good deed after the Charlotte County Economic Crimes Unit, listen to that, an Economic Crimes Unit, which is apparently a real thing, received a call from an investigator with the State Department of Business and Professional Regulation. My gosh, I can't believe this. When a detective with the Sheriff's Office tracked down Duke, the roofer reported he said he believed he was allowed to work in Florida due to Governor Ron DeSantis' emergency order that loosened licensing rules in the aftermath of the storm. The investigator informed Terrence that this was not the case and that Terrence would be placed under arrest, as he had already done work in the violation of the statute, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. No good deed goes unpunished, it seems. Isn't that pathetic?
It really is.
I mean, he's facing a minimum right now of a year in jail because he come from Texas over to Florida to help people rebuild. My gosh, man, that is really pathetic and sad.
It truly is.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that somebody should say something about, and I wish I had some authority in Florida, but obviously I don't. But that's just a sad situation. The man of goodness of his heart. Of course, he's probably making money yet. I mean, he has to make a living. But he come over here probably with enough work to do in where he was in Texas, not coming over here to Florida, I should say. And here he is trying to help these people, and he gets socked with a fine and a year in jail, perhaps, maybe 5 years.
Well, so. I'll tell you what. I mean, this is not in defense of that, but in support of that. But I'll tell you what. When you have situations like in Florida, you get a lot of bad people going
you
in
do.
There. And, yes, you know, if it was some way, but I mean, the jail time and all that stuff is ridiculous. But if they have, you know, laws to where it's just supposed to be, I mean, they have to think of a better way to handle situations like
Absolutely.
That. If they do, because and since there's so many elderly, not that the whole state is elderly, but there's a lot of retirees down there and they are, you know, a little bit easier to. You know, to
hoodoo, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what type of laws they have to protect them and so forth, but yeah, to treat people like that is just, you know, not
necessary. Well, it's beyond pathetic, and I mean, they could have told him, hey, you know, you need a license, you know, and we're glad you're here, we know you're a reputable dealer here, you know, but you need to get a license, or let's get this worked out. Instead of saying we're going to put you in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they should have been thankful. And I would think DeSantis would step in and get this guy out of this jam. I would think he would. If he's any kind of man that I think he may be, he may step in and tell him to drop this nonsense.
Yeah.
So protecting people from scammers is one thing. But from a licensed dealer from another state who has his kind of record, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, because you know what? Sometimes in these things in other states, I mean, they're not making a living either.
That's true.
You know, because a lot of these contracts and so contractors and so forth were cut out because you have all these other nationalities.
Yeah, that's true.
Taking their jobs.
Illegals, actually. Yes.
No, I was just trying to be.
I know you were. But when you hear this next article, you're not going to be so friendly towards them. But and it's just sad situation. But guess what Chicago's going to do? Bless Chicago. You know, Chicago's a nice, peaceful city. There's no guns allowed there. Never any shootings in Chicago. You know that, right?
Oh, no. It's the safest place in the world.
It is. I mean, no guns are allowed, so there can't be shootings. All these false reports of 45, 50 shootings a weekend, that can't be true, Melody, because there's no guns allowed there. And we know people never break the law and get a gun. You know,
They must all be Republicans. Yeah. Conservatives. No, not yeah. Republicans, conservatives.
Conservatives.
You know, those conspiracy theorists, wackos.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, Chicago's guaranteed income pilot program open to illegal immigrants. Can you believe that? A Chicago area guaranteed income pilot program will be open to illegal immigrants who can apply for the chance to become one of the 3,250 recipients who receive $500 per month in cash assistance for 2 years. Cash assistance. The only requirement for this program is that applicants must be adult residents of Cook County and make less than 250% of the federal poverty level, or less than $69,375 for a house of four. I never made that kind of money in my life, and I had five in a house. Never come close to that, so I should qualify. The only problem is I'm legal. But they say they're residents of Cook County. Melody, if they're here illegally, are they residents of this country or any county?
If they're legal or illegal?
Illegal. If they're illegal, can they be residents of a county?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either. No. I mean, that's we're not making a bank robber the same thing. He's illegal, obviously. But if he's there, he can be a resident of Cook County. And get, you know, I mean, the same thing. A law being broken. It makes no difference.
Yep.
So there you go. But applicants will not be asked about citizenship status, according to the website. This pilot is open to all residents of Cook County, regardless of your immigration status. They made a point of that. This means that if you are undocumented, or your household is a mixed status household, and you meet the eligibility criteria above, you're eligible to participate. Gee. We will not share information on immigration status with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. Now, can you believe this, Melody? They're going to invite me and get the money, and won't even tell them because you're here illegally. And the people in Chicago are going to tolerate this, I suppose. The program is being funded by the White House's American Rescue Plan, designed to assist those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, let's see now. I wonder how many people other than illegals were impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Reckon they can't find 3,000 of those in Chicago without going illegally? I mean, gee. When people in communities are struggling to make ends meet, the most helpful thing we can do is give them cash, said County Board President Tony Preckwinkle in a video advertising the program. Decades of research show that participants use the cash benefits wisely. Of course they do. What could possibly go wrong? Isn't this ridiculous? I know they can find 3,200 people in Chicago, honest people, who really are trying to make it, who could use the money. But they're taking illegals, lawbreakers. Why don't everybody apply? Shoplifters, you know, like I said, robbers, burglars, whatever. Just go ahead and apply. I mean, if illegals from Mexico and Venezuela are placing door, why can't you? Okay, Melody, you can take over before I lose my temper.
No, I want to hear you lose your temper. Come on.
I mean, this is ridiculous. It makes me angry. When they said it comes from federal government services, guess who pays that bill?
Yep.
And here we sit with a guy in Florida, a licensed contractor, trying to help out his neighbors, and he gets arrested. A guy comes in legally, gets a check from Chicago for nothing. Is there something wrong with this picture? Or is it just me?
I don't think it's just you, Butch.
Oh, I'm trying to stay calm with this, but this makes me so angry. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28, the Lord said, when we sin, forget him, he said, I'll smite you with madness. Would you call this madness?
Yes, it is.
And he says, I'll raise the people up around you who are not of you, so to speak, and they're going to rule over you. Well, these people aren't even citizens. They're getting benefits that we can't get. Gee. Got time for one more thing before break time. More bad news for Biden. Bureau of Labor Statistics released report. The Consumer Price Index rose 8.2% between September 21st and September 21 and September 2022, according to a report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics released on Thursday. The rise came despite swift action from the Federal Reserve to prevent it from happening. Core inflation, which factors out the more volatile food and energy categories, reached 0.6% against an estimate of 0.4%. Energy costs fell in some categories, but a 0.8% surge in food prices and 0.7% increase in shelter prices contributed to the headline number. Overall CPI, 8.2% year-to-year. Core CPI, 6.6%. Gas was up 18.2%. Fuel was up 58.1%. Electricity was up 15.5%. Groceries up 13%. Meat, poultry, and fish up 7.7%. Milk, 15.2%. Eggs, 30.5%. Baby food, 11.8%. Airline fares, 42.9%. Real average hourly earnings were down 3%. That's a year-over-year figures there for gas, food, electricity, and pay. All of them went up a bunch, except pay earnings went down. I wonder if it's going to make it tougher to pay the bills next month. What do you think, Mel? I mean, you got all the answers financially. Go ahead and share with it. Without making a difference, come paying the bill time?
Well, I tell you what, you know, there's so many confusing things out there for the folks out there. They don't know who's coming and who's going. And
that's part of the plan.
Yes, it is part of the plan, you know. Confusion, division,
frustration.
You can pretty much do whatever you want to do, and they're certainly doing a good job at it. And I mean, just the lies and even the media. I mean, it's hard to fight the media, and they're certainly not going to tell the truth and so forth. So, but anyway, we are heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Butch, you're on a roll today.
Well, so, there's a lot of stuff going on, Melody. And I just listened to that song, Come Back On. Let's go back to the year this song was written. Let's try this again.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, that's
really
not going to happen.
No, it's not. No, go back to when the Everly Brothers sung Dream, Dream, Dream. You know.
Yeah.
Gee, back then I could tell a girl from a boy. Imagine that.
Uh-huh.
And there are times now I don't know. I sincerely don't know. But anyway.
And even if you can, you don't know what to call them.
No. I just mostly ignore those kind of people because I don't. If I ain't sure what they are, I don't know how to address them. You know, I mean, I might say hello, but I don't get too close to them unless I know who they are. Eventually, I hope. But you mentioned oil dropping, and this was kind of surprising to me. Anyway, it did drop. Oil prices fall 3% on recession worries. Now, that makes sense when I read it, but that just kind of surprised me. Oil prices plummeted on Friday as global recession fears, and weak oil demand, especially in China, outweighed support from a large cut to the OPEC's supply target. So China is actually slowing down consuming energy. Wow. It said Brent crude futures fell down 252, or 2.7%, and a barrel. The West Texas Intermediate fell down 297 a barrel. So the Brent and WTI contracts both oscillated between positive and negative territory for much of Friday, but down for the week 6% and 7% respectively. So, they cut production and get the prices up, but things are so slow worldwide. Even in China, the prices went down. Melody, how do you think you're going to fix that?
Well, you know what? The Wall Street Journal, I mean, they do got some great reporting here and there. And there's one that was just released today about Xi Jinping's end game, a China prepared for conflict with the United States. And he has, since rising to power, a decade ago, Xi Jinping has unleashed an array of campaigns to help ensure that China would prevail in or at least withstand a confrontation with the West. He has bolstered China's military. He has reorganized the economy and remade society around a more committed communist party. So, you know, when you see what he's doing over there, and everybody can talk about the amount of debt that they have, they can talk about all the problems that China has and everything that they do, but he is preparing that nation, that country, for a fight with the West and us, meaning us, with the possibility of a showdown. So, yeah, it's and it's coming.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So Russia is just a side attraction. It's not the big deal. It's just a side attraction. It's Russia. It's China. Always has been China. Always will be China until we have that meeting. And I say that as a nice. But yeah, I mean, So, yeah, to see things, very crazy things coming out of China, absolutely. You know, I saw one report today. I didn't have a chance to look it up, where medicines, the Adderall and another type of, you know, drug for the same thing as Adderall is in short supply. And I'm thinking, where does it come from? So I wanted to look up the manufacturer to see, and I just haven't had a chance to do so. But is that the beginning? I don't know.
That
look at our Look at our baby. I mean,
yes.
What is wrong with this nation, Butch, that people can't see what's going on?
I don't know. We expect our enemies to make 80% of your medicine. I would think that's a little bit stupid, just to be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, that's all I can say. I don't know how she can put it. I mean, that's insane that you would trust someone who's your sworn enemy to take care of you. So, I don't know. Go ahead, finish your opinion on that.
Well, no, I mean, so the FDA did confirm that there's a shortage, and as largest manufacturer, I'll look it up while you go on talking to see if I can find the manufacturer and just see. I'm just curious. I'm hoping it's not, but then I think, well, why is there a shortage then?
Well, years ago, I've interviewed Bob Chapman, of course, many years ago. And Lindsay Williams, a lot of folks may remember Lindsay Williams, Pastor Lindsay Williams, who met with the elite in Alaska, with the oil company elites. And they told him, forget Russia. This had been 15 years ago. Watch China. And they told him that. And Bob said the same thing. So these guys maybe had some inside news that we just didn't look at very closely, didn't understand. But obviously it's true now. And this next article, folks, I'm going to have you feeling really sorry, I'm sure, for New York City. Bless their hearts. Sanctuary City. New York City mayor declares state of emergency after migrants overwhelm resources. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had declared a state of emergency after the Sanctuary City was unprepared to provide sanctuary to migrants arriving from Texas and elsewhere. Now, I got to make this comment. Is that there's a sanctuary city. I don't know how many million people in New York proper. I have no idea. A sanctuary city, and they're not prepared. So you think the small towns along the Texas border is prepared? Do you think they're prepared to take care of the migrants coming across the border illegally, going into the towns, committing crime, stealing, and robbing? Maybe all of them aren't doing that, but that's beside the point. Somebody's got to feed them, clothe them, and house them. Why do you think the Texas towns like El Paso and other places are ready if you're not ready, Mr. Mayor? On Friday, Adams and said that since April, at least 17,000 asylum seekers have been bused to New York City from other parts of the country, and claimed that many of the migrants didn't realize they would end up in the Big Apple. Well, folks, that's just too bad. 17,000 is nothing compared with crossing at Arizona and Texas. New York City officials have previously said they were not prepared to handle the influx of migrants. Adams requested federal assistance in August. He said the city has received an average of 5 to 6 buses per day since September, with at least 9 arriving on Thursday. This is a humanitarian crisis that started with violence and instability in South America and is being accelerated by American political dynamics, said Adams, adding thousands of asylum seekers have been bused into New York City and simply dropped off without notice, a coordination, or care, and most are arriving every day. And then more arriving every day. The majority are adults who cannot legally work in this country. Well, no duh. Many are families with school-age children. Some are in desperate need of serious medical care, Adams continued. We're going to do what we have to do in New York, but we do need help to deal with this crisis that we're facing. So I just have to ask Mr. Adams, if you're feeling sorry for yourself with 17,000, how about several hundred thousand coming into towns in Texas and Arizona and places along the border that are overwhelmed with these illegal immigrants? How about that? I mean, should we feel sorry for you, sir, and your city because you can't handle what you said you wanted? Your sanctuary city, why won't you get up and take care of it? Did you expect them all to stay down the borders of Texas and let them take care of them? The governor of Texas and Arizona and even Florida are doing the right things. They're sending what you wanted. You're a sanctuary city. You should welcome with open arms. Not worry about it and let the people in New York City pay for them. How about that? Any comments on that, Melody?
No.
I mean,
you'll get me fired up.
Well, isn't it kind of hypocritical to say that you're going to be a sanctuary city when somebody gets a chance to be that and you start crying?
I know.
Gee. It's funny how the Yankees up north, I hate picking Yankees, I'm just teasing, are the ones who say we want to be sanctuary cities, and that's out west too, by the way. We want to be sanctuary states and cities, like, and even California. But when you send them in there, they start crying about it. You figure it out.
Yeah, but that's because they're using those immigrants as political pawns. Now.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes,
you know,
yes.
That's the issue that they have. They're political pawns, and yes. they're against that. So, yes, they shouldn't bring them there. They should allow them to go wherever they want to go in this country.
And get on that free money every month. That'd be
mm-hmm,
great.
Sure.
They're already on anyway. Most of them get anyway. They get free health care, free everything.
They get
ID cards so they can do anything they want to with that. Okay, different topic, but very serious. Russia is prepared to quit Black Sea grain deals, writes to UN with demands. Moscow submitted concerns to the United Nations about an agreement on Black Sea grain exports and is prepared to reject renewing the deal next month unless the demands are addressed. Russia's Geneva UN ambassador told Reuters on Thursday. The agreement, brokered by the United Nations and Turkey in July, paved the way for Ukraine to resume grain exports from Black Sea ports that have been shut down since Russia invaded. Moscow won guarantees for its own grain and fertilizer export. The agreement helps stave off a global food crisis. Russia and Ukraine are two of the world's biggest grain exporters, and Russia is the number one fertilizer exporter. But Moscow has repeatedly complained about its implementation, arguing it still faces difficulty selling fertilizer and food. If they cut off the Black Sea port, folks, Ukraine and Russia won't be shipping out any more grain or fertilizer. They're going to block it off, apparently. That would affect about all of us. I do believe you'll see it coming to the store near you, price-wise. Any comments on Melody?
Nope, just another part to make things more and more difficult. And again, to show that this is here to stay.
You know, everybody keeps pointing the finger at Russia and saying they're bad people. And I'm not saying, believe me, I never met Putin. Some of the things he said, I totally agree with, though. And I read an article today, I think this past Wednesday, he said the Western nations, probably America being the biggest, are trying to pervert their children. And that is no doubt about that. But anyway, so I can't say he's a good man or bad man.
He's ex-KGB. So, no, I don't agree with his philosophies, you know, so, but mm-hmm. Our thing is we shouldn't get involved in foreign affairs. That's the issue. And
George Washington said that.
Yes. And when you look at would I have a different view if they went into Germany? Would I have a different view if they went of a situation if they would go into Ireland? Versus Ukraine? I don't know, Butch. I mean, we should stay out of it, but would I feel a little bit better if, you know, of supporting them, supporting the country being invaded by Russia, if it was a European nation versus Ukraine being one of the most corrupt nations in the world with their human trafficking and the billions and billions of dollars that are being sent over there? How much do you think is being pocketed? No accountability of where any of it goes. The American people should have some sort of accountability of what's being spent and where it's our money.
Yep, I agree. I totally agree with that.
But is there any one darn politician in this whole country who dares ask?
And none of them have, including Rand Paul or any of the rest of them that I know of.
None of them. They're all, no. So.
Well, there we go.
Don't get me started on that.
Well, this next article may give an answer to why Russia's a little bit upset. And I don't blame him for this. Folks, you have listened to it. If you're pro-Ukraine, that's fine. I'm not anti-Ukraine. Matter of fact, I think probably Ukrainian people as a whole are very good people. But their government really the government sucks, just like ours. It's bad. It's really bad. Kremlin explains how World War III will start in Ukraine. We have known for some time that Vladimir Putin has a death wish. Now, I don't disagree with that, but that's what this article says. Or at the very least, the very latest, that he's dabbling in the sort of fatalism that the global tyrants before him never learned from. In either case, it has become rather apparent that he doesn't expect to make it out of the Ukraine, this Ukrainian invasion, alive, and that he has no qualms about taking the rest of the planet down with him. Even his surrogates and the Kremlin seem to be getting in on the peril fetish. Should NATO approve Ukraine's bid to join this organization, a top Kremlin official threatened global destruction. Now, folks, listen to what I'm saying here. This is important. Alexander Bendadikov, the deputy secretary of Russian Security Council, said Kiev is well aware that such a step would mean a guaranteed escalation to the World War III. But Bendadikov has insisted that the West are solely making threats of nuclear war, despite his own president, Vladimir Putin, consistently at least teasing the use of nuclear weapons. And then, as if we hadn't gotten the message, we must remember, he said, a nuclear conflict will affect absolutely the whole world, and not only Russia and the collective West, but in the general, any country on the planet. Its consequences will be catastrophic for all mankind. He's right. He's right on the money. But if Ukraine joins NATO, then Russia has NATO members right on its border that are sworn, they're sworn Russian enemies. Folks, I understand this buffer zone they want to have. Again, I bring it up all the time. Well, if they come in and made Canada a satellite of Russia or Mexico, how would we treat that? I mean, back in 1962, they tried to put missiles in Cuba. I almost went civil war over the nuclear war over that. How much worse is this? Don't tell me you don't have missiles all around Russia, right on the borders. Don't tell me we don't. Of course we do. So what's the difference? Oh, they're Russians. We're Americans. That's the difference? Sorry, that just isn't enough. It isn't enough difference. Melody, what do you want to say in the next few seconds?
Thank you. No, I mean, I agree. You know, and it's... you know, I mean, it's really a tough one. I mean, I mentioned it just a little bit ago about, you know, the Russians and so forth. They're getting blamed for blowing up their own pipelines. I mean, this is just another example. Like, why would they do that? I mean, these pipelines are a strategic asset that gave Moscow leverage over the economies of much of NATO Europe. So, you know, again, it's so see-through anymore. And so, anyway. Well,
according to reports I got, reports I've heard, I can't prove it, Germany was in the behind-the-scenes talks with Russia to reopen the gas line. They were going to deal with Russia.
Yeah, I read that too.
And boom.
Yeah, yeah. And even France said, you know, if they do a, you know, if they dropped a nuclear bomb in Ukraine, they weren't going to assist. They weren't going to react. They weren't going to give one back.
Wow.
They weren't going, and, you know, Macron got into a lot of trouble for saying that. So, anyway, we're heading into break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival as we're singing along here on Friday afternoon. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, and you've brought some great information to us this afternoon, Butch.
Well, I hope so. And I hope the listeners appreciate what we're doing, not because we're doing anything good in ourselves, but that we are bringing news to them that helps them, maybe helps them understand a few things. I hope we're doing that because preparation, folks, for what's coming, prepare is all I can say. Hey, what if you prepare, get you some real money, assets, real hard assets, buy some trouble food and a water filter, and 5 years from now you never used them, is food still storable, and you still have the gold and silver, whatever you may buy in that, and water filter still there, you never need them. What if 5 years, even 10 years from now, God give us a grace we didn't need them? What if you lost? Food's going to cost more then. Gold and silver, I'm sure it's going to cost them more. I mean, if it isn't, you still got it. Does that make any sense, Melody?
Absolutely. Things just, you know, taxes don't go down. Pricing doesn't go down. The only thing that goes down is the purchasing power of the dollar.
That's right.
And that's not going to change. So things are going to get more and more expensive. They might take away the inflation numbers, but that doesn't mean that your items are not getting more expensive. They just reword it. They change the meaning, they change the outlook, and everybody falls for it, and then we move on our merry way. But I think they're at a point, we talked about it yesterday, where between the Fed and the governments, between a rock and a hard place, not just here, but globally. We've supported each other's economies for how long, getting each of us out of recessions. And you've got so much power coming from just a few. Look at these billionaires. Look at these hedge funds like BlackRock, like Vanguard. Like, I mean, they do control. Well, you think, you know, Elon Musk is your buddy? Do you think these billionaires are your friend? Even though they might say things that we agree with, do you think they really would support being an American citizen and a patriot? I'm saying they're not patriots. I'm not judging, but I mean, come on. These people are billionaires. The world is their country. They can go anywhere at any time, buy anything at any price. They're the ones who control. They're puppets, surely. But with the amount of wealth and power they have, it just cracks me up, Butch. I saw this little article where, you know, I don't know, what is it? Somebody was it the government looking to sue Elon Musk because of his little thing?
Yes.
How ridiculous.
I saw that.
How pathetic. And then all of a sudden, Elon Musk was going to do something to stem. He wasn't going to do something. It's such a setup. They were just smacking his little fingers. Don't do that again. And okay, I'll do this to show you that I'm really on your side. It's so pathetic.
What can you say? They play games with each other. You know that.
It's the whole, absolutely.
You know, that's just.
But people believe it. People take it serious. People believe that, you know, I just.
We're laughing about it because it is funny, but it's also sad that people fall for it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Musk threatens to stop funding Starlink to Ukraine. You know? I don't know. Such a joke.
Move on to some more of the Russian Ukraine situation, folks. And this really is heating up. This is not just a bunch of rhetoric. I mean, they invaded in February. What's that been? 7 months? How long has it been since they invaded? It's been a while. And most people, including myself, thought it would be over in a few weeks. But it isn't. Whether Russia can't accomplish what they want, or maybe they're playing everything along to drag it out, I have no idea. It says Russia-backed forces have made some advances in eastern Ukraine, Britain said. Even as Moscow's hold weakens in the south, where a Russian-installed official has advised residents to flee a region from Russia claims to have annexed. A British intelligence update said forces led by the private Russian military company, and I didn't know that, but they have a private Russian military company, Wagner Group, has captured the village of Optyan and Avangrad, south of fiercely contested town of Bakhmut, the first such advance in more than 3 months, with Russia expected to soon carry out large-scale drills of its nuclear forces as President Vladimir Putin threatens to use them. The United States and its allies will be challenged to ensure they can spot the difference between exercises and the real thing. So they're carrying out nuclear exercises. Maybe that should get our attention a little bit. Maybe it should. Maybe another Cuba crisis are coming in sight. I don't know. But maybe we should pay attention to this because it keeps building up and building up and building up. There's something here more than just, oh, there's smoke, there's fire. You've always heard that old adage, right, Melody?
Yes.
Well, there's smoke, there's fire. We're seeing a lot of smoke come out of there, aren't we?
We are.
Oh, wow. As Ukraine gets closer to victory, nuclear war gets closer too. Russia's attacks on a dozen Ukrainian cities on Monday, what Moscow calls retaliation for the sabotage of the Kerch Bridge in Crimea, bring the world ever closer to a nuclear war, four U.S. government and military sources told Newsweek. The officials all working on nuclear weapons issues said that not enough is being done to avoid nuclear escalation at a time that battlefield developments are repeatedly exposing the weakness of President Vladimir Putin's conventional forces, leaving him with dwindling alternative options. Vladimir Putin is pictured speaking on September 30th in 2020 in Moscow. As Russia's conventional forces face setbacks in Ukraine, the risk grows that the Russian leader will turn to nuclear weapons. Russia is losing the war in every way, a senior defense intelligence agency told Newsweek. But we can't celebrate Ukrainian victory, not yet. The very conditions that Putin has told us might justify nuclear escalation are emerging. That includes threats to Russia's territorial integrity and the very survival of the state.
Hey, Butch.
Yes.
We have Dave in Massachusetts calling us on the line.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and say hello to Dave. Hi, Dave.
How are you? You do realize that this time is actually the 60th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true. Never thought about that. Yeah.
So I guess the Democrats are just having their insane 60th anniversary celebration by going to the brink again. The only way I could describe the regime is, it's not... Well, yeah, it certainly is communist, but I don't think I would describe it as a diabolarchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
In other words, we're lorded over by freaks from hell.
Very true.
And I think that's what at least the Russian people and even certain Russian officials are well aware of. So I think that's why they're being, a lot more restrained because, communism, culturally speaking, never really took root in Russia. I mean, they had, the Soviet regime, but the people themselves, it never really took root in their souls. So I think that's what Westerners, our Western elites, that is, are so resentful of.
Yeah. What say you, Butch?
I say these right. I think they just brought it to us now. We're seeing if we'll accept it. And overall, we are accepting it. There's no point in saying different. We're accepting it right down to the point of feeding illegal aliens with taxpayer money. That's pretty much communism. It's flaunting the law in people's faces every day, and no one pays much attention to it. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you're already well aware of from Martha's Vineyard, all the wealthy, you know, very loudmouth leftist elites that live there. You know, they have those signs, we don't care where you're from, you're welcome here. But when it came to actually dropping them off right in their own home territory, no, we can't have that.
Yep.
So it has been shown, you know, what hypocrites, you know, the leftists really are.
That's being nice to them. They're worse than that. But good call, Dave. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thanks for being there, man.
Good weekend.
Thank you for being there.
Same to you, Dave. Thank you for listening and calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Good call. Bless your heart. He's a nice guy. He really is. Now, we know that Russia supposedly annexed some territory in Ukraine. But only four countries side with Russia as UN rejects annexations in Ukraine. The UN General Assembly roundly rejected Russia's move to illegally annex four regions of Ukraine, with only four countries voting alongside President Vladimir Putin's regime. The world's had a say, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said as he expressed his gratitude and messages he issued in seven languages. He called Russia's pleas for annexation worthless, saying free nations will never recognize it. Okay, which free nation is that? But anyway, there were 35 abstentions, but 143 countries voted in favor of Ukraine's resolution, which cited not only the need to protect the sovereignty of the country that has now withstood a Russian invasion for more than 7 months, but also to defend the UN Charter itself. Only Belarus and Nicaragua joined Syria and North Korea to go on the record opposing a resolution that calls on countries not to recognize Russia's claim on Ukrainian regions. Now, this is interesting. Both China and Cuba, two longtime Russian allies, abstained from Wednesday's vote, maintaining a position that they've taken Ukraine-related measures since Russia launched its full-scale attack in February. Other countries abstaining from included India, which has relied on Russia for a large share of its oil needs, and many nations in Africa where grain from Russia and Ukraine is a key commodity. But China was the one that surprised me the most. Didn't do anything. They just stood neutral on this. So it's interesting. It seems like the cards are kind of stacked against Russia in this situation. Well, I mean, it does. I mean, even their so-called allies are just kind of backing off from it, or at least trying to ignore the situation.
Agreed.
So, anything else you want to add to that?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll get this, and I'll get into maybe some good news in a second. This is an article out of the New York Post. China has opened police stations in U.S. and Canada to monitor Chinese citizens. I beg your pardon? Are they here on visa or something? And they're going to come over and watch them while they're here? Anyway, China's opened dozens of overseas police service stations around the globe to monitor citizens living abroad, including one location in New York City and three in Toronto. These operations eschew officers bilateral police and judicial cooperation and violate the international rule of law and may violate the territorial integrity in third countries involved in setting up a parallel policing mechanism using illegal methods, reads a report of Safeguard Defenders, a human rights watchdog, released earlier this month. The report titled 110 Overseas Chinese Transitional Policing Going Wild details China's extensive efforts to combat fraud by citizens living overseas, in part by opening several police stations on five continents that have assisted Chinese authorities in carrying out policing operations on foreign soil. Europe is home to most of the police stations, with locations spread across the continent in such places as London, Amsterdam, Prague, Budapest, Athens, Paris, Madrid, and Frankfurt. North America is also home to four of the stations, with three locations in Toronto and one in New York City. In all, there are 54 such stations in three different countries. China is going into foreign countries, Melody, with their own police force. What could go wrong with that?
Well, you know what? They probably are here, too.
They're in New York City for sure.
Yeah. I mean, they're buying up lands and you know, all funded by the Republican government. So, I mean, they don't have to be quote-unquote military, but I'll guarantee, I mean, you know.
It's odd. Mm-hmm. I'll get this one. Okay, it said, U.S. Supreme Court overrules Pennsylvania court. Rules of ballots with even minor flaws cannot be counted in elections.
It just amazes me. Pennsylvania just says,
count
we're going to do what we want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Heck Supreme with the Court Supreme said no. Court. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, if there's flaws on the ballot, they don't want to count them, but in Pennsylvania, say count them. You got me. I don't know. So you want to add anything to that story? Go ahead.
No, I don't. I saw that, and it was just amazing. And, you know, if you tried to talk to somebody about it, they'd say, well, you know, yeah. This is the Supreme Court, but it's not the first time we ignore the Supreme Court, though, either. So
No, except when they rule in the favor of the liberals. Or the, I
right.
shouldn't say that.
Exactly.
Way.
Exactly.
Now, good news. A short good news one. It's entitled Refreshing Act. A few years ago, on one of the hottest days of the year, I was pulling into my driveway when I saw a man mowing and trimming the grass at the bank next door. I didn't know him, but I decided he needed a cold drink. I went into the house and grabbed a Gatorade from a fridge and went back outside. Then I stood on my sidewalk where he could see me. When he turned the mower around, I held up the drink and pointed to him. He nodded. When he came over to accept the bottle from me, he thanked me profusely and said he was thinking about going to the nearby gas station to get something to drink. Ever since that day, he has done favors for me. He trims the grass around my sidewalk, assembles lawn furniture, installs a 20-foot flagpole, and gives me advice whenever I need help. He will not take any pay. He just shakes my hand and gives me a hug. I've been repaid in kindness so many times. This is from Agnes White Hoffman from Illinois. Isn't that sweet?
Very much so.
I mean, he won't take any pay. He just gives her a hug.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? Oh, out of time.
Yes. We all need hugs. Very nice. And we are out of time. So thank you for bringing that to us, Butch. Great program. And we'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.